This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 9:07. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 38 degrees, a wind chill factor of 30 because we have winds that are gusting up to 32 miles per hour this morning. Actually walked out and had some snow on the ground for the first time here in this fall season, but we're trying to warm things up, trying to get your day off to a fantastic start. Very glad you are with us for hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at 90 I can't get it right today, and I've been doing pretty good on this. I'm starting getting used to it because we changed
repetition is the key.
Yeah,
saying it enough times eventually you'll get stuck in your head.
I know, but I was actually I'd got it, I thought, and then all of a sudden today I'm back into the I'm losing my train of thought here. But it's WXCO.FM again, the simplest way to get to our website, WXCO.FM. if you do type in bullfallsradio.com, you'll still get there because it's forwarded, but the official WXCO.FM.
Yep.
You can also tune in, of course, by using your mobile devices and Alexa. Search WXCO. And the best way is the Civic Media app. And real quickly, coming up, next month, we're going to have another statewide Text to Win contest.
Ooh.
With some great prizes leading into Christmas. But I've decided to do even something more than that. Because...
Cool.
We're going to have this for like the 2 weeks leading up towards Christmas, a statewide text to win contest. But I'm going to have the week before, the first week of December, a contest where I'm going to give you a chance to win some, again, getaways to the Wisconsin Dells and Chula Vista Resort. We've done that in the past during the summertime. And the folks that won our passes to Chula Vista gave back some reports saying how much fun it was. And what a great environment it was.
Chula Vista is a really fun place.
Exactly. And these passes, I think, are good until next summer. So you don't have to do it during the winter. You can do it during the summer, but you can get away during the winter as well because they have indoor water parks down there as well. But the week of December the 2nd, not next week, but the following week, we are going to have here on our program, not statewide, but just here on this program, for the listeners of this show, a chance to win Chula Vista gift certificates.
Nice.
Take away you, your special someone or family, and have a great time down at the Chula Vista Resort. So, again, so December is going to be a huge month to win. Starting the week of December 2nd, we'll have that chance to win those Chula Vistas. I think I'm going to have to figure out exactly whether it's going to be a text or whether it's going to be a call or maybe a combination of both. But be ready to win that week. And then the following week, we'll have 2 weeks of statewide opportunities for you to win with our Text to Win contest. But the thing you need to do is to get the Civic Media app. If you don't have the Civic Media app already, go to your app store, just search Civic Media, download the app. It is a free app, and then you'll have the entire slate of Civic Media radio stations at your fingertips. And we just heard this week, a 21st station will be added on to the Civic Media family of radio stations up in Hayward. So, again, you'll have an opportunity to listen to any of our Civic Media radio stations on the Civic Media app. So, again, go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app, and, of course, when you do listen on the app, we prefer that you listen to WXCO because
yes,
makes us look good. We like to look good. The bosses see how many people go onto the app and look at it, and they'll say, oh, WXCO is doing very well. So, yeah, if you're able to, go to the fifth station down and then open it up. And, in fact, again, as I've talked about in the first hour, we'd love for you to be part of the show, and you can call or text us through the app. You open up the app, you can see a button to email us. You'll see a button to listen to us live, be able to go to our website, and then there's a button that you push to call us and a button to text us. It's all real simple. So, again, if you have an opportunity, make sure you get that app, and we would love to hear you. We had, a texter in the first hour. It was great to have it squared away because I was an idiot. I didn't understand very quickly. I thought it was a Matt Gaetz defender, and, in fact, it was not a Matt Gaetz defender. But if you
got clarification.
Yes, we did, and I appreciate that. And we'd love for everybody to be part of the show by either calling or texting us through the app or by just using your normal phone, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear a conversation that I and Jeff Gress had last evening with a terrific young lady, a student athlete from Marathon High School. She is a three-sport athlete, plays volleyball, plays basketball, plays softball, and she led the Marathon girls basketball team with 9 points on Tuesday night as Marathon opened up their girls basketball season with a 45-28 win at Loyal, a game that we had right here on 98.9 WXCO. We'll be talking to Miley Halkey. Again, it was really a terrific visit with her, and thought we'd share that with you here this morning on the program. Also coming up later on in the show, we'll have our daily history lesson. We'll let you know about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, some reasons to acknowledge events here today, and also our number for the day quiz. And when we do that, we give the quiz to Ian Welsh. And it's time to again say good morning to Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chen.
And
this week I'm right on the record because I am 1 out of 3. That's where I'm supposed to be. But I can do better.
That means that we're going to have, again, we want to hold the audience with drama.
Yes, we want to keep them on the edge of their seats.
Yes, so right now you're right on the edge. You're 1 for 3. Basically, every day for the number for the day quiz, we give Ian 3 choices. So that's, based on the math, if you just guess, you should get 1 out of 3 right. That's 33%. So basically, the goal every week is to be better than 33%. If you're 33% or better, that means that you get a passing grade.
Yes.
If you're below 33%, then you get a failing grade. Mm. And for the most part, you've been getting passing grades. But we don't want you just to pass. We don't want a C student. We want somebody that's either a B student or even an A student. And to have a true winning week, you need to get more right than wrong. So 3 out of 5.
Yes.
And to do that this week, you would have to get today right and tomorrow right. And then, of course, your best record so far is 4 out of 5.
Yes, still looking for that golden week, the 5 out of 5.
Yes, so this week it's not going to happen, but
it is out there, though.
But you need 1 of the final 2 correct to have a passing week. You need both correct to have a winning week.
Yes.
So we know that everybody out there is tuned in, putting down their wagers on whether Ian is going to get a passing grade or get a winning grade or what's going to happen, and you got to get 1 of the last 2 right in order to get through. So you got Monday right, but then the last 2 days you've not got right, right? Or no, you missed Monday, you got Tuesday right, and then Wednesday wrong. So you've been on a seesaw so far this week.
Yes, I have. And what is the topic for today's number, ask?
Oh, you know what the topic? I'm going off book because
he's pulling an audible again.
The topic on the list that I received today, it's not up to the number of the day level that I want. The number for the day that was given, because I get this prep service, and the number that was suggested to me, and I'm gonna go back here. I forgot what it was. fingerprints by the FBI. I don't, that's boring to me.
Yeah.
Fingerprints by the FBI. Real quickly, I'm going to give you a bonus here.
Okay.
This one doesn't count. But fingerprint checks done by the FBI each day. It's like, how many fingerprint checks are done each day by the FBI? And I would the choices would be 165,000, 215,000, 265,000.
I would probably say 265,000.
Well, it's a good thing that's not our number for the day because it's 165,000.
Oh, it's the smallest number.
So, so it's lucky that that is not. But so I said that was not. That's not enough fun. And so far this morning, I talked quite a bit about Sean Duffy, because he's the nominee for the Department of Transportation by President-elect Donald Trump. He is the former congressman from the state of Wisconsin. In fact, we talked to Pat Kreitler earlier. Mm-hmm. Pat Kreitler ran against Sean Duffy for the 7th Congressional District back in 2012. I bet you did not know that.
No, I did not, actually.
Yeah, Pat Kreitler ran for Congress in 2012 as the Democratic nominee. Sean Duffy was the Republican incumbent, and Sean Duffy did win that election. But our topic for the number for the day is Sean Duffy.
Well, there you go.
That's all you know. That's all I'm going to give you.
That could be a very interesting number.
I know it. So we're going to.
I do remember his political ads are quite.
He was the lumberjack.
Well, because they were pretty consistent. They were. I think they were mostly about a lumberjack. I mean, he had an axe and he was chopping wood, and he was talking. I think he was talking about the issues. I don't know how much he actually did talk about the issues, but I think he was. You know, he had a lot of charm. He had a lot of muscle. Just,
and the thing about it is, he was, you know, he started, his first claim to fame was as a cast member on The Real World. So,
oh, I did not know
he
that.
Was on MTV's The Real World. So, and then he was an attorney in Northern Wisconsin.
For those of you who don't know what MTV is, it used to be a music station. But then they kind of pulled away for that for some strange reason. Now it's just a lot of reality shows.
And the thing about it, frankly, he's more qualified to be attorney general than Matt Gaetz is. He was the district attorney in Ashland County back before he ran for Congress. So
honestly, I'd be willing to give Sean Duffy a chance.
So we are going to give a number for the day quiz based on Sean Duffy coming up at the end of the show.
Stay tuned for that.
That'll be interesting. Coming up next, we will talk to Miley Halkey from Marathon High School Junior on the Marathon Red Raider girls basketball team. That's coming up next. The time is 9:18 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Winter sports getting underway this week. In fact, Tuesday night we had our first high school girls basketball broadcast with Marathon beating Loyal. Tonight it's Newman Catholic against Assumption. Tomorrow night, Wausau West girls take on Nina. So again, we're jumping feet first into the winter sports, and we're so very, very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. In addition to our play-by-play every Wednesday evening, myself and Jason Foster during the fall and Jeff Gress during the winter, we focus on high school sports with interviews with coaches and student athletes on the Big High School Sports Show. And last night we had a very interesting guest, Miley Halkey, the junior from the Marathon High School girls basketball team, led the Raiders with 9 points in their win on Tuesday, was our guest. And we started off by talking about Tuesday night's win against Loyal. First question is, was their frustration, because I was doing the broadcast, I thought, hey, you're getting some pretty good looks, just not falling. Was there frustration? Because it did not seem like it in a sense that your girls kind of mentally really kept on an even keel. Would that be fair to say?
I would say so. I don't think any of us got really like upset with each other upset at the scoreboard. I feel like we just kept playing because that's what it kind of just felt like, another practice. Like if it didn't go your way, next play, and we kept on trying to adjust because there were things that were thrown in that Loyal did that we weren't expecting, and we tried our best. But I don't think any of us were like really frustrated to the point where you're like, we didn't want to. Like, we kind of gave up. We just kept going.
32-3 in the second half. And I said to you, I don't think I've done a broadcast in a very long time where a team did not score a field goal in the entire half. Defensively, you put pressure on the entire game, and it looks like that's going to be a key for Marathon this season. Talk a little bit about the defensive ideas, the game plan that was successful last night.
Our big thing last night was said in practice by our coaches that we really wanted to push their left. Like, whether they were a righty or lefty, we want them to be putting pressure so that they have to use that left hand. And in the first half, we struggled with that. And either we would get caught up in screens when we were trying to do that, or we'd get beat and the help wasn't there. But that second half, after halftime, and we talked about it, and we just, the girls, we all sat there and discussed it before the coaches came in. And I think after that halftime, that's when it really started to go, and we started more being able to trust not only ourselves but each other to be like, if I do pressure the ball this hard, that I know that my girl next to me is going to have me if she goes blowing by me.
Mm-hmm. And how big is, you know, that the first game can go so many different ways. You know, you can come out of it with a loss, questioning things. You can come out with that attitude where you got some things to improve, and you analyze that, or you can come out with a nice win like this, where you went in at halftime, you said you guys figured out something. I think the conversations between players is an outstanding way to learn and get that down and start figuring each other out fast to propel what you guys want out of the game. How big of a deal is this first win for your team to start off before you get into conference play?
I think it's a huge confidence builder. Just having that win in our pocket kind of gives us something that's like, all this work that we're doing in practice is paying off, and that, like, even though practice isn't easy all the time and we're doing a lot of conditioning, but I feel like that conditioning really paid off last night when most of us, like, were just getting taken out because they just needed a quick water and then would be back in. Or, like, I just think our confidence after last night will help us in future games.
You mentioned. Oh, sorry, I got one.
No,
more.
No. It's nice that I can reach you this
We're
quickly.
We're made nine contact right away. You have from what I roster wise, and you talking off air a little bit. How long? You know, it seems like you've been there a long time. You've been playing since your freshman year. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you have, you know, some of the things I've read? Do you feel you have a youthful group back, or because of the time you spent, you guys feel more experienced? How do you read this group? Do you have a good balance?
Well, like age-wise, I would say we have a older group, but
8 seniors.
Yeah, we have 8 seniors on the team, which is a lot, but then 4 juniors this year. So, I would say we have an older team, but like last year, we have all of our starters returning as last year. So I would say that definitely we have, last year we were a very young team because of lack of experience. Mm-hmm. People just didn't have experience. And this year, now that we have all of our starters returning, I feel like we'll be an older team this year.
Again, we're talking to Miley Halkey from the Marathon Red Raiders, junior for Marathon here on the Big High School Sports Show. You mentioned the fact that a lot of this group went through last season. It was not an easy season.
No.
It really was not, but a very young team, and you learned a lot of lessons. And I always think there's a little bit of a balance when you're learning those lessons. You need to learn the lessons, mm-hmm. but you don't want to lose confidence as well. Was that ever difficult when you're going through some struggles as a team where the confidence may be just wavering just a little bit?
Definitely last year, confidence was not a very big thing for us. We struggled a lot, and we all knew it. And it was really hard for us at practice, too, to even, like, just want to, like, put in all that work because we kind of just felt like we failed. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this summer really helped start to gain and realize that we're coming back with the same people, and now that we have experience playing together for a whole year and against teams that are going to be losing people and losing starters, that all of our like tournaments that we went to this summer just playing together and just keep on building that relationship on the court really is going to help us forward and into the season.
And how much over the summer is, you know, you get into the fall meetings or whenever your coach have those initial meetings and you set goals and stuff, mm-hmm. but how much of summer goals or how much goal setting is talked about in the summer? Do you guys have a focus and a vision? Are you kind of not satisfied with the season before? I mean, where do you guys look at what you want to get out of the season and when does that start, or a little bit about that process?
So in the summer, we're pretty much going to tournaments and doing just open gyms, and we have expectations for each other to have a certain amount of shots for the week during the summer going into open gyms. But otherwise, pretty much like the team goals were set this year, like a week before the season like practice started. And we all, Coach Schneider had a thing set up where we would all write down on a sticky note what we wanted as ourselves as a goal and what we wanted our team goal to be, and like what we want to do, like holding each other accountable and just all of that stuff. So
you're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Continuing a conversation that myself and Jeff Gress had last evening on the Big High School Sports Show with our student athlete guest from Marathon High School, junior girls basketball standout, Miley Halkey, and continue to talk about Miley and her career up to this point. She's played a lot of varsity basketball as she's just starting her junior year, and I asked her about that. One of the interesting things about you is that you're just starting your junior campaign, and I was, you know, looking back at some of your numbers, and you've played 42 games as a varsity player and as a freshman and a sophomore, so that's 43 games last night. How have you changed as a player since you started as a freshman up to this point? And obviously you still have a lot of room for growth. That's one of the nice things about the experience you've had. But how have you changed as a player? What are the areas that maybe you've gotten better at in the last couple of years?
That comes to my mind. My freshman year, I was strictly a post player. I didn't do any perimeter. And then my sophomore year, Coach Schneider decided to, for the team, that it would be best for us to run a five out. So that was a big change, going from all of my years of basketball being a post player and then being told that I'm going to be playing perimeter. I was kind of freaking out a little bit. But that definitely, I am so thankful for that, because my game has really expanded, that now I can score within the post because of all those years that I have of post moves. And now I can also score from driving and shooting from the perimeter.
And, you know, you just, some of the stuff you just talked about, sounds like you're good at self-analyzing, as we should be as high school athletes, to understand what we can do, what we got to get better at, what weaknesses we want to make into our strengths. Looking at your team, how would you going right now, just kind of, you know, short evaluation, short practice so far, your short practice season so far, and then just your first game. What are some things that right now you're like, this is what Marathon girls basketball is about. This is what I feel really good about. Maybe something, hey, after last night or a couple practices, we want to tweak this as we get into our conference play.
Definitely what I've noticed since this first week, the first week of practices, I've noticed that we, in practice, we work hard, and that's something that I feel like has been a switch. Not saying that in previous years we haven't worked hard, but I feel like there's not a time in practice where we're like, okay, we're too tired to do the extra. Like in practice, we bust our butts to do the best that we can, and we do hold ourselves accountable. Like we miss a shot in practice, you'll see girls on the ground doing push-ups just because they messed up, and it's not that they're necessarily just hard on themselves. They just know that them doing that is going to help in the games, just being able to make those shots because you'll know what your mistakes are. So.
And what do you, and something you see maybe early on that, hey, we want to, you know, it's early, but something we really want to focus on and make it improve a little bit.
I would say definitely based on last year, what we've all talked about is our turnover rate and just having more confidence bringing the ball up and being able to being tough with the ball, because last year that was a big struggle for us. And when we get pressed, that we need to be able to have confidence and know that any of us are going to be able to help each other out, so we can lower those numbers this year.
Do you have a favorite rival, a team that you like playing the most?
Oh. My favorite or like my least favorite?
Well, the game that you almost you focus, the one that's kind of means the most to you, the ones that get the adrenaline flowing that you really want to win, maybe the. Or you can answer it any way you want.
It's always nice to play Newman. It's always nice to play Newman.
Do you know a lot of the girls from Newman?
Yeah, I know a couple of them just from playing against them. It's just, I feel like there's always them or Edgar just because of the rivalry between Marathon and them. But
well, does some of that rivalry, because, you know, the neat part about school systems, and I know for ours is, you know, the Merrillwood, those, some of those rivalries and those games, you start to get to know those kids, you know, those early on. You can be playing since fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And then it just seems that, you know, like game of chess, or who's getting better, who's able to do this. I'm banking a lot of those start early on.
Yeah.
And then they just formulate themselves.
Yeah.
Are you involved in any other sports?
I'm in volleyball and softball too.
So a three sport athlete, how do you go about trying to balance your time? Because I think one of the things as a high school athlete, especially when you're a multi-sport athlete, you have to be able to have the ability to do your schoolwork, to do your sports, to be as ready as possible, but also to be able to, you know, have time with your friends and your family. How do you try to balance your time?
I'm pretty much pretty focused. When it's that season, that's the sport that I'm focusing on. But then my summers are very crazy because of all of the summer leagues. I have, like, my whole calendar that's, like, Monday's volleyball, Tuesday's just open gyms, and I usually then those days are just, like, open gyms, no games, and I'm trying to hit on each sport, just trying to get better, and then you have to work around all the tournaments for each sports, but my summers are pretty crazy. That's probably where things get mixed up, but otherwise, it's pretty much just each season I try to focus as much as I can on that sport. So then whenever it comes to the next one, then that's all my focus is.
So I like that answer, focusing on the sport at the time, because it gets messy being a multi-sport athlete. No coaches can judge this. No family members or players can judge this. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, you can say it. We're no red tape, no passing judgment.
It's basketball.
Okay. Is there anything that it makes that a little bit, you know, more exciting or more, I don't know, the level of what you like it for?
I don't know. I just feel so, like, it's so hard to explain. It's just basketball. I just feel like I just have, like, it's not that I don't care about my other sports. It's just, like, basketball's got, like, before games, I'm more nervous before, and I just feel like whenever I achieve something, it just feels like so much more like a success to me. And I feel like basketball also, like, it's very easy for me to want to, like, pick up a ball and just play and, like, just work on it because it's something that I truly want to get better at and do.
So. Good answer because we're in season. Hopefully Coach Snyder's listening. A couple extra points.
Do you have a favorite class?
Right now, probably my psychology class. That's probably my favorite one right now that I'm in.
When you are not involved in all these sports, when you're not involved in your studies, so what do you like to do to maybe get away from it all?
Other than probably spend time with my family, I'm going to be hunting this weekend, so I hunt. But I don't know, I'm like so busy with sports. It's like if I'm not playing a sport, I'm practicing a sport.
When you let's get back to basketball. Do you have hopes to play at the next level? Because it sounds like you do have a love for the game. And again, you had a couple of years to develop, but is it something you hope to keep on being able to do as for as long as possible?
If the opportunity comes to me, I would be thrilled. I would be very happy. And I'm wanting to be my high school experience, to be able to be my senior year the best that I can be. And if that gets me somewhere, that will be amazing.
Do you start, I know kids or students have different times when they start pursuing things, or some have a track already planned. Have you started looking at colleges yet, or is that just a foregone, far away enough thing and you want to enjoy your junior year?
I mean, I haven't toured anywhere, but like I'm always thinking because I'm still trying to figure out what I think I want to major in and stuff, and I have ideas, but like nothing that's set yet, so.
Anything else before we get to our final question? But you look like you have more.
I just had one. No, it's just one more. It jumps back into
basketball. You can have two more. You can have three more. Whatever.
It jumps back into basketball. I always, you know, from coaching in the conferences to being, you know, a teacher at Newman, I see a lot of the both the boys and the girls Merrillwood conferences, and I just think for small school conferences and the type of competition you get, it doesn't get any better than that. Teams are just always going after it. So from a spectator's role to a fan's role, I think it's really good basketball at a great level. In your conference, do you guys, you know, everybody kind of has an idea of where the, you know, you want to be the conference champ, you want to be the top dog, but you know there's teams in your way and these teams have this and that. How do you think the conference shakes down right now? I mean, highs and lows, teams that are tough, teams that you really want to be because they're rivals. What's your analysis of it a little bit?
I feel like our conference is going to be very tough. Assumption is always strong, and that's always a very tough game because of their press. And now I saw the Auburndale score last night, and I was like, okay, that's a little bit intimidating. Like, our confidence was high from our comeback, but they beat a team by 50 points, so.
Stratford won 71-35 last night, too. So
against who?
Merrill.
Oh, God.
So everybody was doing pretty well last night.
So it's going to be a very tough conference this year, and we're very much hoping this year, considering last year we didn't win a conference game, we're hoping that we're not at the bottom this year and that we can have close games against good teams and that we can pull out a win this year against our conference, no matter how difficult it's going to be. So I would say that.
You got Stratford on the road next Tuesday, right?
Yep.
So that's always a weird gym. It's at that stage right there. Anything else before we go on?
Go ahead.
Okay. We always ask our student-athlete guest a question, and I think it's more geared towards seniors who have gone through a lot, but you've got experience, so I think it still works for you because you've had 2-plus years of varsity experience, multiple sports as well. But for, say, a freshman who's just joining one of your athletic programs, you know, either volleyball, basketball, or softball, based on your experiences, based on what you've learned, what piece of advice would you give somebody who's just starting their journey based on what you've learned that they should think about?
I actually had this question for volleyball this year, and I think it's still going to be the same answer, that never stop working, never stop working hard. Even if you're not where you want to be, you'll never know when an opportunity will present itself. Things change all the time. So don't give up and just keep working because you'll get there.
Fantastic. Well, number one, congratulations on being 1-0 after a nice win last night.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by, and really do appreciate it, and best of luck as you continue the rest of the winter.
Thank you.
Again, that was Miley Halkey from Marathon High School, our student-athlete guest last night on the Big High School Sports Show. And again, it's just, and I mentioned earlier when we were talking to Pat Kreitlow this morning about an interview he had yesterday with an author who focuses her writings on kids from basically, you know, middle school level. And it was such a fun listen, even though, you know, it's not really a topic that I would have thought about, but listening to her and her passion for what she does. And I get the same feeling when I get a chance to talk to student athletes and young people. And again, we can get so bogged down in political talk and especially in this mega atmosphere to, you know, find ourselves getting, you know, bogged down in negativity and not seeing some of the good things that are going on around us. And yes, we need to keep a very close eye on what is happening when it comes to the folks on the mega right. But at the same time, let's not always get bogged down. We're always feeling down about things, and to listen to stories that do bring us up, or to, you know, get away and see a show or a movie or anything like that that makes you feel good as well. So again, it was fun to talk to Miley Halkey, and it's great always to talk to our student athlete guest every Wednesday evening on the Big High School Sports Show from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. It's also fun to take a step back and have our daily history lesson and give Ian Welsh an opportunity on the number for the day quiz, because he thinks so hard about it and tries to always get a winning week.
I do.
So we're going to try to get him his second correct answer of the week coming up as we continue here on the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, the 21st day of November of 2024. It is day number 326 of this year. There are 40 days remaining in this year of 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph, a machine that can record sound. It's hard to believe, real quickly off topic there, well, it's actually on topic, but how much technologically has been accomplished in a rather short period of time. When you look at it, 1877 is not that long ago, really.
Totally.
I mean, when you think of the big picture, where that was the invention of the phonograph and finally to record sound, and then you think about when first the flight occurred, and now we have the capabilities of going into space, and
we've really come a long way.
And just thinking about, I mean, even think about like television, I mean, or radio. I mean, the idea of me sitting here in front of this microphone here in the studio and being able to have people listen all over the world. I mean, it's really pretty amazing.
It is.
On this date in 1980, the Dallas episode Whodunit aired on U.S. television. It was basically the conclusion of the Who Shot J.R. arc. It was one of the highest rated episodes of a TV show ever aired. On this date in 1995, Toy Story was released as the first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery.
Good memories.
I can imagine. Absolutely. On this date in 2013, the song Happy by Pharrell Williams was released. It would be Billboard Song of the Year for 2014 and win a Grammy in 2015.
That's one of my mom's favorite songs.
Oh, very nice.
It's just a very good song to dance to.
On this date in 2017, CBS TV host Charlie Rose was fired after allegations of sexual harassment by eight women. But now we have three cabinet nominees who are accused of sexual assault being nominated by Donald Trump. Are we going forward or not? I don't know. But on this date in 2019, Elon Musk launched Tesla's electric Cybertruck with shatterproof windows that, when demonstrated on stage, shattered.
Huh.
Shatterproof? No.
That's karma for you.
There you go. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Marlo Thomas, that girl is 87 years old. Actor Goldie Hawn is 79. Actor Nicolette Sheridan turns 61. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback and one of the voices of Monday Night Football on ESPN, Troy Aikman, 58 years old today. Another pro football great, Michael Strahan, now a host on Good Morning America and Fox NFL Sunday, 53 years old today. Actor Jimmy Simpson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is 49. Singer Carly Rae Jepsen is 39. Mm-hmm. And actor Jenna Malone from The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and Into the Wild turns 40 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events. It's the Great American Smokeout today. It's Pancreatic Cancer Day. That is always a very, very serious cancer. So think about that and look for a cure for that. It is Use Less Stuff Day. It is Social Enterprise Day. It is False Confession Day. It is Cranberry Day. It is Gingerbread Day. Mm-hmm. It is Pumpkin Pie Day. It is Stuffing Day. It's World Hello Day. And it's World Television Day. All right, so it's time to move forward to our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Ian, so far this week, is 1 out of 3. Always, we give him 3 choices, so based on the math, he should get 1 out of 3 correct. So 33% is always the goal. Above 33% is a passing grade. Below 33% is a failing grade. Winning week is getting more right than wrong, so 3 out of 5. And then, of course, the record week so far is 4 out of 5. And, of course, the perfect week is still out there. We're still hoping to have one of those. But do you remember what our topic is for today?
Sean Duffy.
It is Sean Duffy, our favorite lumberjack.
Big man himself, yeah.
Man who's been nominated by Donald Trump to be Secretary of Transportation, former 7th District Congressman here in North Central Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right. Our number for the day is, what year did Sean Duffy appear on MTV's The Real World Boston? So Sean Duffy came to prominence appearing on The Real World Boston, the 6th season of the MTV reality television show. What year did Sean Duffy appear on The Real World Boston?
What year?
All right. Okay. Is the correct answer 1995? Okay. Is the correct answer 1997? Is the correct answer
1999? 1995, 1997, or 1999? Okay. I'm going to go with my gut here. Okay, B. I'm going to go with 1997. It's my final answer. I'm locking it in. I'm not changing it.
Well, once you lock it in, you can't change it. We have rules around here, I tell you.
Yeah, I remember from yesterday.
Yes. All right. Sean Duffy appeared on The Real World of Boston, the 6th season of the MTV reality television show, in 1997.
Yes.
2 out of 4. You got yourself a passing grade already for this week.
I can't believe I got that right.
Tomorrow you'll try for a winning week.
I don't even watch MTV.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Don't forget Newman basketball tonight against Assumption at 7 o'clock right here on 98.9 WXCO. Matt and Air on Air coming up next. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.